At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Oh, heck yeah, bros. Yeah, it's episode 90 of Feeling Good with Duddy.
I hated
the
that.
The show that points at the world. That's the new intro. We point at the world. We have a big laugh. We point in the mirror. We laugh again. We're the fairest of the fair. Bravest of them all. Best intros in town. That's us. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to the host of the show that wants to start this show over.
No, Brody, I don't.
You love it?
No, that was great.
He's the guitar player.
Like someone coming into a boxing ring, like, oh, heck yeah.
The best MMA announcer yet. Me. But let me introduce you to my brother, the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, everybody. You love him. Duddy B, episode 90, bud.
What is happening? Yeah. Oh, man. Well, when you get an intro like that, it feels good, right, Jake?
You know it does.
You know what else feels good?
What's that?
Seeing all these ratings and reviews and comments coming in. Wow. I don't even know what we're at. What are we at?
Show us.
I don't know what we're at, but it's going up. And thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. It really does help the show just, you know, grow and get noticed. So thank you guys. And if you are listening and you have been enjoying the show and you have not given us a review or a rating.
5 stars.
Please do. Yeah. It does help. Look at them.
It is great. Yeah, we've long suggested that we're a 3-star show, but we do encourage 5-star ratings. And then we say, just tell us about how 3-star-ish we are in the down below. But, you know, I think with you guys here, we might be a 4-star show and we'll get to
we're
that in
4.5.
A minute. 4.5. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So we at least bring you guys down a little bit. Yeah.
Appreciate it. As long as you give us a rating, but we are up to 214, Duddy.
218.
That's 218. Holy shit.
All right. So thank you guys again so much. We do appreciate it. Yeah. And if you have not yet given us a review or a rating, please do. Especially over on that Apple podcast app there. It does help and we do appreciate it. And what else could they do, Jake, if they want to help out?
This is it, guys. Top of the show. It's the 3 ways to support. One of them's what Duddy told you. Give us ratings. Give us reviews everywhere. Like our posts. It's simple. That's the free way to support us. Now, if you'd like a little bit more of us, you're like, I want another show. You can have that for $5 a month over at our Patreon page. Patreon.com. Feeling Good with Duddy. You'll find us there. You get a bonus episode every Monday. You get guitar tutorials every month from Duddy. And some other things, right? You get to ask us questions for this show. Third way that you can support us is, look, you might say the Wednesday show's enough. I don't need to hear from these guys anymore, but I do have lots of money and I do like to give it to people. You can do that at our Venmo. Feeling Good with Duddy on Venmo. That helps us pay Luke, keep the lights on, buy new microphones, stuff like that. And that's it. That's the 3 ways you can support.
Yep.
Other than that, we love you guys so much for being here. And let's get into some music news, Duddy. What's up?
Yeah.
Anything new with you? I know everyone kind of knows what's going on. The Roman Duddy tour.
Roman Duddy tour starts in 10 days, I believe.
Yes.
Rome will be here in like a week and we're going to start rehearsals for that. Rome's actually going to be jumping on the show as well next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really awesome.
And Fortunate Youth next week. So
Fortunate
week,
Youth next week as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun next week. And I'm super excited about getting out and playing some live shows again. As of now, it looks like they're happening. So very cool. Very excited to get back out there. Really not much new in the Dirty Heads news from last week. There is some shows in the books. Nothing is 100% confirmed. So, you know, fingers are crossed, but things are getting booked. So at least we're moving in the right direction, but that's about it for music news right now.
Yep.
But what?
I have some music news. I think it was last week's show. I said that my campsite had been canceled. So that might have a little foreshadowing of tours being canceled. I was wrong. Campsite's still there. So I think that means tours are happening. Shows are going to go. We're looking good there. But on my own front, I have music news from 21 years ago. My band, HB Surround Sound.
That's not news.
Yeah. we have long said on this show that you hear it here last. It's never been truer right now. My band, HB Surround Sound, a lot of you guys know or have heard about it more recently since you've listened to this show. We put out an album in 2000. It was our self-titled debut album, and it was a cool album, and it helped kind of start the reggae rock scene in Huntington Beach. It's where the Dirty Heads came from and a lot of other things. Anyway, we finally put that album online, so you can go stream it, buy it, whatever you want to do, listen to it everywhere. HB Surround Sound's self-titled album is now available online, and our second album that has never been online in the last 20-something years is going to be online soon. So music news for me from a time capsule that I found in mom and dad's garage in
that
a box.
Awesome.
I found the old CDs.
That's awesome. That is good news.
That's all good news, but let's get into it.
I was going to say, even let's better news is our guests here today. They've been on the show. This is their third time.
Yeah.
And it's always so much fun. We have Eric Friedman and Willie Simon. Welcome back. What's two up? Dumb babies.
Yeah. Good to be back. Thanks for having us, guys.
That's right.
The triple, dude.
The hat trick. We've done it.
Yeah. Fixed up the place since we were last here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A lot has been done since you guys were here. Yeah, it's weekly right now. Duddy continues. Even me, I show up once a week. And when I come in, I'm like, what the fuck did you do last week?
Yeah. You don't show up and help. You're just I show up and things are different.
No. I just bring more Steven Seagal posters.
Steven Seagal posters, Van Damme. He's got a Schwarzenegger. I actually did help with the posters.
He did help
there
with
was
the
one
posters.
Day that I helped.
There we go. Right here.
Yeah. You brought the one thing Jake helped with.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing anyone compliments. Love the posters. I'm like, thank you. That
I just
was
like
me.
That you guys made sure a plant is covering Jake's face.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Duddy. Duddy did that.
It's all about placement.
Yeah.
So, like Two Dumb Babies podcast. What's going on, dude?
Yeah.
You guys, yeah, I wanted to know.
We're still doing that weekly secret podcast, which mm-hmm. every other week it's live, and then every week it's on our Patreon. So we do 2 extra episodes a month on our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cartoons weekly.
Yeah.
Mostly. We took a little break in December and we're taking a little break right now. We're finishing a script.
Yeah.
That we need to finish.
Nice. So
we're working on some notes right now, and then we'll be back in next week with a brand new Two Dumb Babies.
Yeah, not the animated one.
Yeah.
So for the listeners that haven't met you guys before, and I know, but for the listeners that haven't met you guys before, they do a podcast, but it's also an animated cartoon.
Yeah.
Two Dumb Babies. They actually animate themselves as baby cartoons. You guys animated us after the last time.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And so you can watch on YouTube. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts, that type of thing.
Yeah. And so the Two Dumb Babies cartoon one is like partly written and like put together in a nice tight, like anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes or so. And then the secret podcast is more of a normal podcast of us.
Yeah. Just
bullshitting.
Yeah.
And
just talking for as long as we can go.
Attempting to be funny. It usually ends when one of us has to pee really bad.
Yes. Not like far off from what we do.
Yeah. We just go pee and come back. Do you guys do? Yeah.
No, because it's just
you're like, we got to pee. We're out of here.
It's just
over.
The two of us. We just like, how long was that? It's usually the second to last thing that's said.
So, Flack, I kind of jumped into interviewing you guys again. Well, that was to catch up our new listeners that haven't met you. But Duddy and I didn't really have a You Should Be Shot or Slap this week, but Willie actually had one.
I did.
These guys live in L.A. Parking is a hell of an issue in L.A., and they have parking and parking lot related You Should Be Slapped. So,
yeah. So people who... I was at Trader Joe's the other day, right? Standing in line... and I see one car, plain as day, a sign that says, not an exit, right?
Mm-hmm.
One car's like, I don't give a fuck about this. Boom, exited, you know? So I'm just like, I'm getting angry.
So wait, you're
I'm like, angry. Okay, so you're just going to look at that sign, exit anyway, right?
It's like, to hell
I'm
with
just
it.
Fucking, I'm fuming, right?
You weren't even in your car waiting to go in the store.
I was just watching people. Just
unaffected by this.
Disregarding signs. Not giving a shit. So first guy exits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second guy, he's about to go the right way, but he sees the dude exit.
Oh.
Boom. Exits again.
Mm.
Third car exits again. Dude, I almost punched the security guard in the fucking face. Like, what are you even here for? What are you even fucking doing with your life?
I see where it's going now. It's the erosion that was created
it's
from
just
the
anarchy,
first guy.
It's just like a snowball effect. Yeah.
What do we have if not laws? You know what I mean? What's that racist from dogs? If not parking signs. You know what I mean? It would fucking, I couldn't believe. I think those people should be dragged out of their cars and shot.
Oh, wow. Shot. Yeah, wow, shot. Man. Okay, in their defense, maybe they were drunk.
It was about 11 a.m.
Okay.
Good question. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't
if
think
they
about
were drinking
that.
And
leaving
driving,
a parking
that's
lot.
Fine.
Okay.
But if they were sober,
maybe
if
they
were stoned,
getting...
maybe they didn't. They panicked, like, oh, and exited. But
I mean, if you don't see the sign and you're over there already, and then you see the sign, you're not backing up to
you
go
better,
out the other.
You better
no,
pull a
I'm going out there. I'm going out
fucking
you. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's true.
Could not be. If Willie's around.
No. I'm going out that way if Willie's in my car.
Dude, I will punch you in the face.
Where are you standing during this again? You're in
line. I'm getting ready to go in the store.
Just
I'm already
daydreaming,
parked.
Looking
I'm good.
Out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I parked very nicely.
Now I'm getting ready to go back in the parking lot.
You know why? I'm getting ready to go in the store. You know why I was able to park nicely, though? It's because no fucking jackasses were leaving through an entrance. That's why.
You
know? You
came
I
in.
I got right in very easily.
So, with that, so
I'm pissed off about it.
So, yeah. I guess, yeah. So it just you were just fuming the rest
just
of the day?
Like,
or
motherfuckers.
It doesn't seem like it's that big a deal to me.
It is.
Did you
it
like forget things when you were shopping?
Are you
that mad?
Yeah, it's the leaving of the shopping
I couldn't
cart.
Even read my list, dude. I was like, tears were running. Tears of anger were running out of my eyes.
All I bought was whiskey.
Yeah. I abandoned my cart.
Wine.
Yeah. I went home. Yeah, this was it. Duddy and I were like writing up the board and we're talking to the guys, you know, and catching up. And we're like, you should be shot. Anything happened to you this week? Anyone piss you off? He's like, not really. And Willie's like, yeah, what's a you should be shot? I'm like, yeah, it's a segment Duddy and I do. And we kind of explained it. He's all, oh, I've got one. And this is
almost,
it.
My
the
palms
vitriol.
Are bleeding for how bad yeah. I was.
I've got
squeezing
one.
My fists. I
You're
was
shaking
so
them.
Yeah, it was.
And this all happened at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, at Trader Joe's. Mm. Which
yeah,
is
don't
like
shop
the,
now. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So fuck Trader Joe's.
They didn't
like
do
the,
anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where were they?
It's like the UN of grocery stores. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Everyone's cool.
Everything's peaceful.
Yeah, it is. They have Trader Ming's there.
Are, yeah, they have Trader Jose's.
They've got all
very inclusive.
Well, the reason I was really mad is because one time I tried to leave that way, and I got honked at. And I know you motherfucker got honked at. That's some bullshit.
You're someone who gets in trouble for having weed at school and then narcs on all the other kids.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everyone else has weed too.
Hey,
so are you just more mad that you got in trouble for that one time? And now you don't like seeing other
like
people
it.
Get away with it?
I adjusted. Because now I know what's right, you know? And these people...
Yes.
These
how do you know
people,
they're not going
to
yeah. adjust?
They don't, because they weren't... There's no consequences to their actions, you know? They're like, I just left through an exit. I might fucking kidnap somebody later. There's no rules anymore.
Yeah,
who cares about anything?
That's a gateway crime.
Yeah,
it's
a crime. Exactly.
All right. Yes.
They
like...
Things. They start with jaywalking. They end on murder.
Right? They like the adrenaline. Yeah. It's just like a drug. Like
stealing.
Yeah, the more you drink the first time, one beer is probably going to get you drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the more you
and
try and chase that same...
Crime. You're chasing the crime dragon.
You need a 12-pack next.
One of our lights just out. Went out.
You can
just running down people. And...
It's the parking lot to prison pipeline that we've all been hearing about. Yes. It's a very, very fast flowing situation. There we go. Luke has put the light back on. That could have been a ghostly encounter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, that I like that starting out with fire, and this all happened, like you said, in the Trader Joe's parking lot. For me, the thing that infuriates me in the Trader Joe's parking lot, whenever you walk by a Trader Joe's, there's always someone having an evaluation on a bench out front from Trader Joe's. There's always someone in khakis and the Hawaiian shirt sitting at a bench. Visibly, they have like a piece of paper and they're making a lot of eye contact and there's a worker, they're being evaluated. It's a worker evaluation happening.
You know,
and I'm always
the
like,
reason
I would
is
kill myself.
People move up so quickly in the Trader Joe's, you know, atmosphere. They're just constantly becoming managers and CEOs. And so they got to keep hiring new people in.
Dude, it always seems like a tongue lashing, doesn't it, though? When you see it, you walk by, it's always just like... They're always dressed like someone who would be on the Tonight Show to show off pets.
Yeah.
Always. always dress like they've got an iguana that they're ready to. Fucking snow leopard.
I noticed your khakis go all the way down to your shoes. I can't see any of your socks.
That's gotta get sucked. Like getting rejected from a job at Trader Joe's and having to like ride the bus in your Hawaiian shirt.
Everyone's like, "Dude, aloha!" You're all, "No, man, fuck Trader Joe's."
Did you see three buttons are undone on this? I'm having a bad day.
Oh no, but yeah, you could picture one of the cash registers like at the end of the transition, be like, "Are you interested in a timeshare?" That's your
absolutely a timeshare salesman outfit. That is, that's all I'll see now.
Yeah,
exactly. Or I love when they make them. This really went somewhere that we had planned. I love when they're wearing like the almost like it's an apron. Are you a chef? Or are you stocking the cleaning shelves at Trader Joe's? Which one is it, guys?
I'm in charge of making sure the produce is fresh.
Yes, we do have a you should be shot. Trader Joe's employee. All right, just kidding, guys. I'm joking, half our listener.
I know. And to be honest, I fucking love Trader Joe's.
Man, I worked at Whole Foods, and our dad worked at Trader Joe's. So fuck that, me. Yeah, we would.
It's in the family. Better. It's a family line.
It is a family line of work for us. So I can say that, all right? I have a friend that works at Trader Joe's. I can say that.
Listen. I like that it jumped from being mad at people in parking lots to jumping on Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's
is like,
some
real trader shit right there.
We have nothing to do without people driving our parking lots.
They were going to be a sponsor one day. Yeah,
I don't think so. Well, they always have such small parking lots. It's like they never buy buildings with parking lots in them.
That's right. Trader Joe's.
That's how they keep it not crowded.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
All right, actually, I celebrate them for that.
Go shop somewhere else.
Go to Whole Foods if you want a parking lot.
They'll take anyone in there.
Go exit out of someone else's entrance.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that was awesome, and I do agree with you. They should all be shot.
Yeah, thank
everything
you.
That we talked about.
I disagree with you, and I think you're
fun.
A narc.
Yeah, fun in the water wars. I hate the laws disappear. Mm.
So you guys recently, back to you guys, you guys recently actually got out of town and did comedy.
Yeah.
Another good sign for you, Duddy. Dirty Head shows are coming. Yep. Roman Duddy shows are happening.
You just got to go to Florida. That's the fucking...
So Willie went to Florida in December, right? And Vegas. And Eric just got back from Arizona. So
Vegas.
From Vegas, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Arizona I did actually in November. They're back open too.
Nice. Mm.
So Florida, I was talking with Willie earlier. You went and did stand-up comedy. Tell us about the experience. What you said it was packed. It was like there is no lockdown. What did you experience when you did that there?
There's some lockdown, you know? Everyone's like, there's like mask mandates and everything like that. And
okay, so they're still
not
saying
like
mask.
Fully,
they're only locking down faces.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it was like they're only doing 25% capacity in comedy clubs or only 25% of the room was filled because who came out to the show, but it was about 25% all weekend.
Nice. Yeah, so it was either 25% or sold out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every show's sold out now. Yeah. That's my favorite part. They're like, how many people are here? It's sold out.
It's sold out. Yeah, that's as many as was allowed. So sold out.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I did a Snappers comedy club in Palm Harbor, which is just outside of Tampa. Great fucking club. Great people. Guys who run it. The staff was fucking awesome. I hope to be back, and I hope they're listening. You had Atlanta
for a show too, didn't you?
Yeah, or I ended up just going up. I didn't end up getting up on it, but Cam Bertrand and Dedrick Flynn, very funny guys that I got to do. Yeah. Got to sit backstage with, I guess.
Nice.
So Atlanta's going a little bit.
Yeah, Atlanta's going on. Florida's going. I know a ton of comics who have moved to Texas in the last.
Texas,
Last
seems like kind of that's where everyone's going.
Yeah, Austin's just like the new hub of everything, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Why people go to Texas? Less laws.
That's why Roman Duddy are going to Texas. Yeah.
That's all reason to be there.
Crashing into each other in parking lots.
And then you just got back, Eric, from Arizona.
I did Vegas.
God damn it.
I did Vegas.
Arizona,
yeah, I did
deserts.
Vegas a couple weekends ago.
And you're from Arizona. That's why I always get it mixed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kyrie Shabazz was headlining the LA Comedy Club, and he let me come just do a few guest spots on the show. And that was wild. And that was like, they were like 25% capacity. They were just starting to open.
Okay.
And Vegas is weird right now because there's tons of people there, but none of the clubs or anything are open.
Oh, wow. So
people are just wandering around, and all they can do is like gamble and
get hammered,
food, and yeah, and drink.
Yeah.
What's the casino thing like? Is it just whoever's
people are
in the casino?
Casinos? No Everyone was in rules? Masks. Everyone was wearing masks. Okay. I was shocked. But yeah, everyone was in masks. And then other than that, it was Vegas minus all of the parties and everything. So it was more depressing than Vegas usually.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have to have a mask when you perform?
No.
That's good. That would be strange.
But yeah, they did, because it's one of the first comedy clubs there that opened back up and stuff. And so like the little mic condom things, everyone had their own and would come up. And so the comics were at least not spitting onto the same mic. Except when I went up, they just didn't give me, because I was a guest spot, they just didn't give me anything. I just raw dogged the mic.
Nice.
Oh, you dirty. Dirty bitch.
Wow. I was like, this is Vegas.
Yeah. Right
up on it. Well, we're glad to have you in the bunker then.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been back for 10 days and at home.
So I raw dogged a microphone. How are you guys doing today?
So was there still like
a new bit where he swallows the mic and brings it back?
Oh, wow. It's a pleasing.
It's really just for myself.
That's
just
disgusting. But
keep up on it. Make sure I can do it.
But was there like groups of girls like all dressed up Vegas style still just in masks?
There was still a lot of group. Yeah.
Oh, that
they looked ready to go to the club.
Yeah.
And even the comedy club was telling me, they're like, a lot of people are coming to Vegas and don't know the clubs aren't open.
Oh.
They're like, we're going out. And then and then they're like, all right, nothing's really open.
Just walking around. Where should we go?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a funny thing to see. Where are the videos of that? Yeah. Just the girls just with the heel just done all the way up, little mask.
Yeah. Yep. Eating like Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
Forgetting their mask. Oops.
So I bet the casino bars then are probably just cranking.
Yeah,
what else
casino
do you
bars
do?
Are going. Yeah. There was a lot of people watching the water in front of the Bellagio go up and down.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big event.
Wow. That's fun for 5 seconds, yeah, and then you're like, where do we go?
No Cirque du Soleil, nothing, right?
No, I don't think so.
Jeez.
Yeah, are the strip clubs open?
You know, I'm not sure.
My God.
Probably some. I took my dog out with me because I have a dog and I didn't want to just leave him somewhere. He's still kind of a puppy. And I got like a pet stay spot thinking it's like, we have places where you can go and take your dog. And they give you like a map to where you can go have your dog go to the bathroom. It was just a map to the front of the building. I was like, the entrance? I can go outside?
So it's just through the casino.
It was just through the casino and outside. I was like, all right, well, that's not helpful. So, yeah.
We got you a room. It's your rental car.
You can't stay in our hotel with a dog.
Duddy just had a horrifying realization. Were you
not
recording the video?
That first
we're talking. I look over. Duddy's shaking his head.
I know. I'm like looking
over. The audio's on, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, the audio's on.
The audio's good. It's recording now. Whatever.
Oh, I got
you. So you're telling me that the 100
no one saw those crazy
watches
things I did?
I know, right?
My impassioned speech about
Park. Well, they'll hear it.
There was no reason for you to have your dick out for the first time.
I was trying to get canceled the whole first side of that.
Sorry, gang.
Yeah, Eric just washed off his blackface. Thank God. Thank God.
That's just time.
Oh, man.
He's going to put it back on.
Well, I know no one got to see it.
Oh, man. Wow.
Shit. Waste of shoe polish.
Well, Daddy, do you want to take it to a creepy place?
Yeah,
what,
I was gonna say, we got the camera back on just in perfect timing.
Oh my God. Well, here's the thing, Duddy, I felt like you hit record and the light went out once halfway through the show. It's ghostly in here.
It is
ghostly, or someone isn't running it very
That's probably probably more accurate.
No, it's ghosts.
We're gonna say ghosts.
Yeah.
But how do we?
Duddy's wildly thrown off.
I am. I'm
I just
like,
saw him.
Fuck.
He looked down at his phone because Duddy kind of sets the camera from his phone. Boom! He hits record and he sets. And then I see Duddy look down and he looks up and he looks at Luke and just makes a sad, like knowing, a head shake and an eye close. Just a no.
Well, I looked up.
We
I
don't have
I
it.
Just happened to look at the camera and I realized the light wasn't red. So I looked down. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? It's not recording. So I don't know what happened there.
Well, here's the good thing. Thousands of people listen to our show. 100 of people watch our show.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
You just put a little loading sign at the beginning. Video coming shortly.
Yeah, we'll put a picture of Duddy and just a hand slapping his face back and forth over and over.
I don't know what happened, and we don't know what happened here until we talk about it. And that's everybody's favorite segment in the entire world.
Tell them what it is. Brand new listener today. What's Duddy talking about?
This is a conspiracy query, guys.
Yes, we've all heard.
Okay, this isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not telling you I believe in this. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm just simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
It's such a fair, makes simple question.
Makes me so
question.
Happy. It makes me laugh every time. I forgot it was coming.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, there it is.
He's just asking a simple question.
It's a simple question, right? And as you guys know, we are taking you around the globe.
Yes.
Giving you everybody's favorite conspiracies. And today we are taking you to our great nation's capital, Ohio.
Yeah.
This one is called Melon Heads.
Ooh.
And why
I
is
love
it creepy?
That candy.
Yes. It sounds like something stale your granny might keep in her candy dish, but it's actually a legend about a pale, sickly, genetically altered children with giant heads and razor-sharp teeth that simply love killing babies. Okay. They love killing two dumb babies. And also you.
They sound like Democrats.
Oh, my God.
Where this came up, it riffs on the tale. Riffs on the tale also exist in Michigan and Connecticut, but the Ohio case is particularly compelling. These melon heads haunt the woods of Kirkland and are apparently the adopted children of an unscrupulous doctor who used the pre-melon heads to test new medical and surgical methods.
Like a Nazi?
Yeah.
Kirkland like Costco?
I guess so.
They're in the dark corners of Costco.
They were discount children in a
constantly asking for free samples.
Yeah. Reaching for rice, you get bit.
That's more believable. With not so great results in some various of the tale, the kids are more likely to scurry away like chipmunks than bite your face off. In others, they are just ghosts of the kids. One thing is certain, they're definitely inspired by one very campy hyper-local horror movie. Wait, what?
There must have been a local movie.
Oh, there's a local movie called Melon Heads, I imagine.
So maybe I like this.
It's
not a local movie. Got taken by a creepy scientist in the forest, and he did experiments on them, and then they became melon heads because
the
of
kids
the
with humongous heads and razor sharp teeth.
And they eat children?
They eat babies.
Sounds cool.
They
Whoa.
Eat babies, the or they heads. Scurry what? Away. It's creepy as hell.
Why did they have the guy who... like a usher at the movie theater as their cover instead of one of the melon heads.
Yeah, Luke has brought up a picture of the actual movie. It's called Legend of the Melon Heads. It came out in 2010. It's got a 6.2 on IMDb. That's not bad. I've watched things with a way lower rating and thought that they were okay.
I might be watching Melon Heads tonight.
Yeah, right. Watched some 4.7s, y'all. Not that bad.
What else has this Brian C. Lawler written and directed?
Good old Brian C. Lawler. Let's dive into this.
Do you go into anything cool afterwards?
Ice Agent. Hostile Denial.
Ice Agent, dude. That's a hot button.
He's
dude.
Kind of still working.
Hostile Denial.
He didn't get to direct again.
What's an elevator thug? That's his character in Ice Age.
Yeah, so all like right. Well, there it is.
Oh, he's an actor.
Right. Elevator thug.
This is actually a pretty cool one. It led us down a nice rabbit hole. I think I want to watch The Legend of Melonhead just to get a little more background on this, but...
I love the thought of it. I love the thought of kids with huge heads and razor sharp teeth running around eating babies.
That's creepy. Our dad's from Ohio originally. Let's ask him if he's heard
Ohio,
of the Legend of Melon Head.
Maybe he's
How big of a legend is this?
Let's see how far it stretches.
But I'm just wondering though.
This looks like a ghost story than a conspiracy.
It seems like they kind of gave up on the conspiracy halfway through writing it too. They're like,
it's funny you guys say that because my wife's been saying that lately. Like, she'll see if she sees the show or she hears part of the show, she'll be like, you know, these aren't conspiracy queries at all. These are just ghosts and monsters. And I go,
we know.
Maybe you should change the name of this. I'm like,
Same thing, I guess. Yeah,
you guys are 100% true.
Conspiracy theories started with monsters, I guess.
Yeah.
It
might... I think the first conspiracy is like some guy in a cave. He's like, you know, there's a ghost out there. No way.
Yeah, so I'm not saying this is a query, but I am asking if you believe that there's some kids with big heads and razor sharp teeth that will eat your babies, or some people think they're just ghosts or that they scurry away like chickmunks.
Guys, Duddy asked you a question.
I believe they're real.
I believe they were real. They might be extinct now.
Yeah, these sound like Neanderthals. Yeah. Like their teeth are sharp, so they could bite through meat before it's cooked. And
yeah, that's true. Well, but then they were, man, they large were foreheads. Experimented on by, we're assuming, a German scientist.
Yeah, that sounds pretty NASA foundry kind of thing to do. You know what I mean?
So here's another thing, Duddy and Eric, because you know if anyone's new to the show and hasn't met the two dumb babies yet, Eric is also
road manager?
Road manager for Sublime
Current
with Rome.
Title, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been with Sublime with Rome for 10 years. So you're on tour quite a lot. You're comedians. Mm. You're both on tour. Duddy, you're always on tour. You guys got to go to Kirkland, Ohio. Or the woods of Kirkland.
The woods of Kirkland,
Ohio.
Yeah,
we never
Ohio.
Get to go to the woods in October.
I'm doing a weekend in the woods of Kirkland.
Yeah. We got a day off. Where do you guys want to go? The woods.
Why How would that woods? Be, Duddy? You
everyone wants to go to the beach or
you
something?
Hit up the bus driver. You're like, on our day off, we're going to go ahead and go to the woods of Kirkland. And he goes, oh, you don't want to go to those woods.
Mm. Yeah. Then he tells us the story.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a cool bus
the
driver.
The melon heads are out there. And Duddy's like, I love that band. Fuck it. So... we believe it. We all believe it. You guys are going to go there. But there's something else. We have our own ghost here on the show. You guys remember this guy.
Ghost.
I think both times that you guys have been on recently, and you guys were on episode 60 with us. You guys were on episode 66. I think that we started talking about this ghost in episode 60. We retouched up on it in episode 66. And now we're going to revisit our very own favorite ghost. This is the British bass player ghost. You guys all remember,
yeah,
he sits backstage at like the Roxy in LA, yep. And once a band goes back there and starts drinking, as if they drink a certain drink, he appears.
I think it was the Malibu rum.
It was
a bottle of Malibu rum.
No, he was the basis for Rat.
He was originally the basis for Rat.
He says, we're not Rat.
We've changed it.
Yes. He died.
He may have not even been in a band. He was just kind of hanging out and hoping someone let him play.
So I think we realized that he crashed his car on the way to the venue and still and played his last show in was it the Roxy or the Whiskey?
Oh, man.
It was the Roxy. And then he died backstage. So that's why his ghost haunts the backstage. And the backstory, episode 60, 61. But now
catch
we
up
go.
On your feeling good with
catch
Duddy.
Catch up, y'all. Yeah. What the fuck? British bass player ghost. And we have to just wonder what his life is like. It's been a long quarantine.
Yeah. They haven't been open for a while.
He can't play shows. He's like,
he's trapped in
Austin.
His bottle. So this is what I posed to you guys. And then we go here. Let's say I think that the British bass player ghost possibly had to move to Austin.
Do ghosts get to move?
Or Florida.
Yeah.
And
he retired.
Imagine he's in Austin and all he's hearing is country. Or he's in Florida and all he's hearing is reggae and he's stuck backstage fucking dealing with this shit.
Or he's just stuck at the Roxy and he has no idea what's happening.
Yeah,
and
he's
just
trapped.
Where is everybody?
He's just, if you go there, the lock on their alcohol cabinet just keeps shaking a little bit.
Oh my God, there's an alcohol cabinet.
Hello? Help.
Has anybody found a quarter inch?
We've all been to the Roxy. It's so funny when you get backstage at these places too, because you have all these fantasies of what it is, and you get back there, it's like a dingy little couple just dungeon rooms, but it's awesome. You wouldn't want it to be anything else.
The Roxy's backstage dressing room is like a closet.
It's a closet. Yeah. There's writing everywhere, which is rad because you get to see all these bands from the past. There's a little hole in the wall in one of the dressing rooms where you can see down onto the stage.
Yep.
I always thought that was cool.
So like, I want to watch the opener. I don't want to go downstairs.
That's just the bass player. He looks through that hole and he's like, you're playing it wrong.
He's stuck in the dressing room. He can't even leave the dressing room.
No.
He's like, I just have this cubby hole.
Yeah, dude. Oh, the British bass player ghost. I missed the guy. Duddy, what do you think he's doing right now?
Honestly, I think that he's just like wondering where the hell everyone is, and he's just sitting in the cabinet just, what is happening?
He doesn't have the news.
He doesn't know anything about the pandemic. Nothing.
They're like, they're doing outdoor shows again. He's like, no. I need to come inside.
No one can see me out there. He's just floating around.
Oh, every now and then, just two random workers from the Roxy go in the room and bang, and he's just like, oh, let me out. Ghosts still get boners. course.
please drink me. He's trying to tip the bottle over. Poor British bass player ghost, dude. Our own little ghost. I miss and love that fucking guy.
But remember, though, if you can go in the bathroom, close the door, say his name three times, and you'll see his bandana floating in the
mirror.
That's right. His bandana will appear behind you, kind of. Yeah. Almost. Oh, dude, the British bass
player. Almost hear him. You can almost hear a bass line. Comes in the background.
How's everybody doing tonight? There he is. It's a ghost. Hello, who's there?
Does someone play bass like shit?
This is how we played back then.
No.
Sounds out of tune.
I never knew how to tune my bass. I let someone else do that.
It's drop D. No. They're active pickups.
I change the strings one time.
I can't touch.
There's the polarity.
You can only use cat intestines because that's from another dead thing.
Is somebody playing bass like shit?
Hey, fuck you!
Hey, what the hell, man? No. Oh, the fucking best. Poor British bass player. Guy, no respect, dude. And no one in Rat will vouch for him.
No.
Yeah, I've never heard of Michael.
I married your sister.
I'm gonna try the saying his name three times in the mirror in the bathroom because I have to use the bathroom.
Oh, you gotta pee. Show's over.
Yeah. I just have a weak bladder.
You got a weak bladder. Well, while Eric is peeing in the bathroom, Daddy and I will take this time to tell Willie that something extremely unfortunate is about to happen to him and Eric. No. You guys have never met these two assholes that are going to come in. We have a new group of dudes. Daddy, tell.
Oh, he's right. You guys have interns, right?
No, they're not interns. What they are is it's the stoners from the old 420-47 news show, and they're going to come in and ask you some questions, and they're absolute assholes, and we're sorry, but you have to deal with them.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
We really...
Where are you guys
appreciate
gonna go?
That. Yeah.
We're going to get... Duddy and I are going to go get some coffee.
Avoid these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we go off, get some fresh air, and that's a chance. Anyway, we've already apologized profusely to you guys. Now you're going to deal with it. Duddy, let's get out of here. Luke, when we get to the door, hit the thing and then let the those guys in.
Oh, you guys don't even like seeing them.
No. Duddy flips them off as we walk by.
Yeah.
All right, see you in a minute, guys.
Are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, tug it.
Yeah, fired up, dude. That sounded cowboy style. That's like I'm whistling to my horse and he's coming over and I'll jump onto the back of the horse. No saddle. I grab him and I'm off, you know.
Sick.
Full cowboy style. Anyway, hey guys, here's for the listeners. You know who it is, dude. It's Snake OG. I'm here. Good to see you. Let me introduce you to my partner, Blonde Marley. Say what up, Blonde.
What is up? Feeling good. Hope you guys are staying crispy out there. Little confused. Thought there was going to be babies.
All the 2W. Yeah, dude.
No, we're adults.
Yeah, we've gotten that a lot.
Full-blown adults
We're not animated either.
The cartoons, yeah, we're not. We're real people.
Well, you at least dumb?
little.
Yeah, I guess.
At the moment, we're the smartest people in the room.
Sick burn, dude. Sick burn.
Wait.
That was he got you, bro. I didn't get got because I'm just over here chilling, but you did it burn, and then he sick burned you back, dude. I like this game of ping pong. Hit him again, Blonde.
All right. Well.
You got him. These are comedians, bro. I knew. For the record, I knew.
Forgot he was in a conversation.
You fucking got him, bro.
Well, I had like all these questions that I was gonna ask the babies.
I knew they were real
diapers.
I knew they were real people, dude. I knew they're comedians, and one of them tours with Rome. You know that. I told him, you thought, oh my God,
sad.
You thought it was a baby that tours with Rome.
I just wanted to. I never smoked That's pot Rio. With a baby. I always wanted to smoke with a baby.
That is true. Yeah.
You probably shouldn't smoke with babies. Yeah, so. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but.
But they were already dumb.
Oh, this guy. He's fucking joshing with you. We know who you guys are, dude. Welcome to the show. We're psyched. We listen to episode 60, episode 66. We listen to every episode.
That's big, all of them.
Long
that's
time listeners. Yeah, that was the
we've
only
listened
two episodes.
To episode 60 and 66, dude. We've heard them all. That's what I'm telling you guys right now. Blonde thought you guys were babies, dude. That's hilarious shit. So, Blonde, why don't you just ask Eric some of the questions that you were going to ask the baby?
I have a question for you.
Hit him with it, dude.
I know you toured with Rome.
Oh, dude.
I know you spent a lot of time with him on the bus.
Close.
Have you ever smoked weed with Rome?
Yeah.
Oh,
sad! Puffing tough with Rome, dude. It's like the whole bus is filled with smoke. Was that what it was like?
Sure. Some of the times, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some nights. We were on tour of Cypress Hill once, too.
What?
I was on that tour.
That's right.
Just kidding.
Sick. But when you were smoking that weed with Rome, was there ever a time where the weed that you were smoking, you guys got free?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people like to get free weed
from Rome, dude. I kind of knew he was going to say yes to that. I just figured.
I have another question.
Dude, he's going to hit you. He's an All investigative right. he's fucking hard journalist. Ones. Man. He really is.
You're really digging in.
You yeah. said that.
Did you pre-write these?
No.
He beats you down with he just peppers questions. You with questions.
I pre-wrote questions for babies. This is off the dome. You just
That's,
said you toured with-
That means
dome. You just said you toured with Cypress Hill. Does he really have a green thumb?
No, his thumb's, it's normal color.
Oh, that's kind thumb. Of a disappointment.
There's lots of weed. With, they grow weed, I think.
They grow on tour.
No, not on tour. They're
rolling
on a bus.
Rolling grow house. That's yeah. what they are. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Pretty cool. Once it's legal everywhere, maybe, but I don't think that's.
Did they ever give you any of that weed?
Yeah, I had
weed. Okay, well then I have.
Smoked out of Excalibur.
Excalibur. Do you know what Excalibur is? 7 foot long. I know what Excalibur is.
It has its own rope.
Do you know what Excalibur is?
Damn.
Yeah.
I know what Excalibur is.
What is it?
I'm impressed.
Excalibur.
Go on their side.
They're impressed over there.
7 foot bong. All right, dude. What's going on with that?
You didn't know about the 7 foot bong?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
There's a 7 foot. I mean, that's probably the whole story, but.
Well, that is the story. Yeah, there's a 7 foot bong. And then there's Excalibur, which is a sword. Sword.
No,
you know that much, right? Yeah.
There's a bong named after the sword.
Oh, I gotcha,
you
dude.
Guys, you guys get it from a king?
Absolutely. Oh.
The bong or the sword?
The
now
bong.
I'm confused.
Everyone's here is confused. So you're telling me that the dude from Cypress Hill does not have a green thumb. Is he also not a doctor?
I'm actually not sure. He might
you're
be a doctor.
You're not sure about that.
I didn't, I didn't see any... of the, like, I don't know, what do you have to have as a doctor? Like a letter that's framed behind you?
Yeah, like a piece of paper.
Or a coat.
I think, is what
I, think
it is.
I did
yeah,
see someone with a coat.
Him,
with a white coat.
A coat? Mm. Sure. Well, there it is.
Could
that's
be
all
a scientist.
I, if someone walked up to
a lot
me
of people
with, a
with
coat,
syringes. So maybe
they're. Yeah. Oh, people looked sedated, at least.
Yeah. There was definitely a doctor.
That's a great
on
point.
Everyone was fucking high as shit.
So, Willie, you're from Hawaii, dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty. Did you know that, dude?
I didn't, but have
yeah,
you,
you
ever
guys
smoked
been?
Maui Waui?
I guess all weed in Maui is Maui Waui. So.
You're from Maui?
Yeah.
Holy Waui! See how that, yeah, you see how that works here? So anyway, sorry,
the
you asked a really good question. Have you ever smoked Maui Waui?
No, but you said that you smoked out of a 7 foot bong.
No, that was Eric.
Okay, well, then I have a very serious question for you. Have you ever smoked out of a square bong?
Oh, this is where
is
we
a
tell
real
you.
Bong?
This is where we
bong?
Tell you about something you guys have never heard of. This is a little bit of
I've,
about us.
I, know, no, I think they.
Duddy
all,
and Jake
always...
talked a lot of shit about you guys. But I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. They love us, dude.
I
want
to hear about the square bong.
Yeah,
that's part of our loving.
No, they hate you.
No,
guys.
It's I'm. You
no,
can,
no, no.
Well,
I don't know. They
you've seen our special handshake, right?
I think you're misinterpreting.
I go to give him a high five. He flips me off. It's awesome.
No, I don't think that's a handshake. I think
No, we do it every time. Every time.
Thank you. You're good. Yeah. Here's a little bit about us. We live in Escondido, where I had my first burrito. Okay, we live in a back house. This is all you're about to learn a lot about.
Usually, have your first burrito where you live. Yeah.
That's a really good point that we haven't gone over with. We live in a back house that we rent from two gay gentlemen from outer space. They're Galians. We rent a back house from some Galians in Escondido. They smoke space weed out of square bongs. And that usually blows people's minds. Is your guys' minds blown?
The square bong did it alone.
Pretty cool, right?
I'm more, how do you know they're gay aliens?
Well, because they kind of cruise around the pod naked.
They're very much openly gay.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, we love and celebrate them.
Yeah, that's
but then
great.
We found out they're from outer space, making them Galians. They're both redheaded fellas. They never wear clothes.
I guess a better question is how do you know they're aliens then?
Because they're from outer space.
Square bong.
Do they have a spaceship there?
Yeah. Do they look? What do they
look
like?
Haven't seen the ship.
Wait, it's the bong that you're. Did you guys just decide that they have a square bong, so they're from outer space?
It was the first sign.
Do you just?
Yeah, you know, in the space weed.
It says it right on the jar, space weed.
I think that's just a type of weed, probably. Yeah.
Even. No, then explain the gay.
I've for sure.
Yeah, well, then why would they be gay aliens? Yeah.
I've never had to explain gay to someone. Yeah. This is a new.
These guys are like.
It's when two people
really
of the same sex.
Well, I think maybe when they said, "Hey, we're gay," and we were like, "Sick."
Yeah. Did they say they're aliens?
That was more the square bong and the space weed and some investigative work from Blonde and myself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But they're Galians, dude, for sure.
Why would they wear no clothes?
Yeah, explain that. On Earth, high.
They're high.
And then there's like, where's that rainbow flag come from? That's probably another planet or something like that. I've never seen a country.
A rainbow
with that
flag's not a country.
You know I mean?
Exactly.
West Hollywood's not a country.
That's the color their spaceship leaves behind when they zip out to the outer side, right? That's what
they make rainbows, and that's their jet. Their jet engine.
No, see, I think
exactly.
Yeah. I think you guys are misinterpreting that that gay people exist on Earth.
Oh, they don't.
No, they do.
They do.
They do. Yeah.
And that doesn't make them aliens.
No, we know that.
Yeah, we know that.
No, it's the weed and the
it's
square
the
bong.
Okay,
it's the weed and the square
they
bong.
With a square bong.
Yeah, we're gay. We know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
With the square bong, when you smoke out of it, does some of the. Do you miss some of the like smoke from the corners? Do you get all the smoke out of it?
Yeah, is there like.
There is a drippage corner issue, but. That's a
what?
We just
what
figured
these
that's
aliens?
A space thing.
Yeah, oh, they also have square mouths.
They got square mouths. Yeah, that's one thing
right.
I
so
didn't
know.
Now they're sounding like aliens.
Yeah, their skin's green. We didn't say, all right, that's not true.
All right, back to the reality. Okay,
we really got loose with this one.
I got another serious question.
You got a closing hitter?
That weed that you said the Cypress Hill guys grow, did they ever give you any of that?
Yeah, I smoked
some of it.
Oh!
Okay.
Well, then
dude.
Now to the real question. Can I have some of it?
I don't have any more. It was years ago that we were on tour with them.
All right, that's fair. Because I would have smoked it all too.
Sick.
Anything you want to say on the way out?
You
guys have been really chill, and you really gave us some things to think about.
you guys are cool, man. Don't let
sick.
Yeah, ignore what everyone else says about you. Yeah,
really? Everyone says great things, though, right? So ignore that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They haven't,
I don't know.
They haven't read online or
anything. No.
What's going on?
What's online? What's that?
When you say what's online, do you mean what is online or what's going on there?
No, what's online?
Yeah, never
what
been.
What is on the internet?
What is the internet?
What's the internet? Yeah, space weed, y'all. All right.
Oh.
This is Snake OG saying Puff Tuff, and this is my homie Blonde Marley saying
Stay Crispy.
Dude, up babies, dude. It was great to meet you guys. You guys are sick.
You guys.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Them.
That was cringy for us. We were listening.
They had a lot of good things to say about
you
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like you guys a lot.
Yeah.
They really.
Is that why you let them do the segment and stuff? You're like,
I know, you know what? The listeners really enjoy them for some reason. So we let them come and they help they actually help the show.
They actually do. You guys, they're gone.
They're gone?
What do you think of these guys? They don't listen to this. They'll never know. They don't even know what the internet is.
Yeah, that's what that's what I got from them.
I'm not going to, I couldn't fucking stand those guys. Yeah. I said a lot of nice things.
You were very nice. But I could tell I was like behind the niceness. Like, he wants to stand these.
They're all right. I think if they were just like hanging out, they're not very good as interviewers.
Oh, no. All he wants, all he ever wants to know is, do you have weed and can he have some?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't even know what it's like for someone to say no to anything almost. It's like, I think they ask questions that they know they're going to get a yes to, and then we go cringe.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever brought weed for them?
Yeah, they've actually gotten some weed. There's been some weed here sometimes for them. They lose their shit.
Probably keeps coming.
Yeah.
Do they share at least? They share their weed?
They never really have. I've never
seen, they're always stoned and they always smell like weed, but I've never seen them bring weed. They've never smoked it in my presence.
Yeah. They just bail afterwards. They're like, we didn't get anything, man.
Weird couple goofy bros.
When they do leave, though, it always makes me feel good.
I knew you were going.
Oh. Yeah, and speaking of feeling good, on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. That's right. And first of all, Koi CBD. We love this company. Been with us since the beginning. Great product, great company. I use it every single day. You guys have heard it. I wake up, I take my drops in the morning. I love the way it makes me feel. And if you are out there and you've got any aches and pains or cramps, like I do, I have really bad like wrists and hands. They get achy and crampy sometimes, especially when it's cold and I'm playing a lot of guitar. And in this bunker where we do the podcast, it gets pretty cold in here. And sometimes my hands, they start to hurt a lot. But since I've been taking CBD, I notice it's just been so much better. And even when it does start to still cramp up, they have these great lotions and salves and whatnot that you can rub on. And I always notice within 20 minutes or so, I'm like, hey, wow, it doesn't hurt anymore. And it is so much healthier for you than like over-the-counter Tylenols and aspirins and things like that. So give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to Koi CBD, I can't talk today. If you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right.
And also tell them to use the link, right? That's the deal.
The link will be in the...
the link in the bio
description of the YouTube. It'll be anywhere that we have our link. Use our link. It really does help the show too.
Find it.
It's easier to click a link than type the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. You just go to our website, feelinggoodwithduddy.com, click the Koi link right there, and then do your thing from there. Bam, makes it easy.
Blammo, yes. And also plug-ins keychains. That's right. This is an awesome product. I love this. This is the Jack Rack from Plugins. And what it is it's just like a replica guitar head of an amp. And it comes with 4 1/4-inch cable keychains. You put your car keys on it. This is mounted on your wall. When you get home, you plug in your keys. You know right where they are when you're going to leave. You unplug them. It's super cool. I've had one of these on my wall for years. And I've had so many people come over and be like, that's awesome. I want to get one of those.
You know what else is cool is you can plug your keys into your amp. Also,
you can.
Yeah, that's true.
And just leave them right there.
Keys.
Yep. But it is super cool. And if you know anyone out there that plays guitar or just a music fan in general, if you get them this as a gift, they're going to love you. They're going to be your best friend, I promise. And if you go to Plugins Keychains, that's plural, Plugins with a Z, Plugins Keychains.com. Pick yourself up a Jack Rack. Put in code DuddyB at checkout and you will get 20% off every order you ever make. That's right. You heard it here, people.
There it is. You heard it here, people.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
All right. Nicely done, Duddy.
Yeah. All right. Sick. Thanks.
Good reads. Yeah.
I didn't stumble at all. Yeah.
No. Well, that way you just got through it masterfully. Well, and
Luke, you can edit that, right?
Yeah.
So now we're going to go. Obviously, it's Q&A time.
Q&A.
So firstly and foremostly, Q&A drop.
Cool.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
We're back. And what we did was we went to our Patreon and we let people know that you guys were coming on. Two Dumb Babies are awesome. On the show, and you guys have been on before. Our listeners know who you are.
Yay.
So we opened up some questions for them as well. We have kind of 2 question threads, one for Duddy and I, one for the boys. So we'll try to dance around and get a lot of questions from both. Right, Duddy?
That's right.
All right. Take it away, Dud.
All right. Allison Lynch says, if you could be any exotic pet, what would you be and why?
Oh, I don't know about
about
if I could
these
be
types
anyone?
Of questions.
Yeah, not half.
Oh, I think
like,
we've
I
actually
don't
been
hate
answered
this question,
before.
But this is like just you know what
like
do
a
I say?
Lizard.
Snake? You know,
yeah,
like,
I guess.
Why does it matter that it's exotic?
Yeah, that's actually.
I'd want to be a regular
that's
pet.
That's actually racist.
You know, like snake we're just going to leave out yeah. dogs and cats yeah. and hamsters.
That's like saying, if you could be any white human, which one would it be? Yeah. Like, whoa, yeah. why would you limit us
I
want to
be whatever next dangerous creature you come in contact with.
Being an exotic pet would be way more harder because you don't have pet friends, you know? Like, dogs have, like, they know other dogs, you know? You
yeah.
don't get your turtles to hang out with each
no.
other, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No. It's a lonely life, mm-hmm. the life of an exotic pet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and I feel like exotic pets, and this isn't for everyone. I'm sure there's some people out there that love and cuddle with their exotic pets all the time, but I think for the most part, that's one of those, you get it, you're super stoked about it for a couple of weeks, then it becomes that thing you look at once a month when you
yeah.
have to, like, put
it's
a rat
in, like,
in
a cage
somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's got its own wing of your house.
Yeah.
I don't go over there. The sloth lives over
it
there.
It can kill you.
Yeah, yeah, it can kill you yeah. if you're mean to it.
I love the turtles. Like, it seems like no one knows how to put a turtle in a thing, actually, so they're just like, there's a fish tank I filled half with water. That's where a turtle is.
Is he happy in there?
Yeah,
he
happy.
Loves it.
Is he supposed to be
backyard.
Upside down?
He likes the kennel a lot more.
I think he's crying.
It's really hard to tell. They only make like one sound, and it's it's for sad, horny, angry.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Literally, all you got to do is throw lettuce in a tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
My turtle's trying to drown himself.
Once a week, we put him in the bathtub.
I've been trying to make him a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle for 5 years now. I just keep dipping him in weird goose.
All right.
Well, I shit all over that question, and it became the greatest question.
I know. At this rate, the fucking Q&A is going to take 3 hours.
Thanks, guys. Right.
Jen Peterson says, for two dumb babies, what is your favorite episode they've done themselves?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what?
Yeah, what's the episode you'd want everyone, if they haven't listened,
want
tell
everyone
them
to watch?
Which one do you want them to see?
That is a hard one. Do you have a favorite?
I have a couple. I like the homeless one and the movie theater's real.
The homeless one was really good. The movie theater one was fun and a bit different than a lot of the episodes where we watched like a local news clip and kind of cut in between making fun
like
of
making
it.
Making fun of the news a little more. It was definitely way different than anything we've ever done. And it was easily the most fun.
That one was fun. Any of the newer stuff, we're doing a lot more like cartoon cutaways like we did on the one with you guys where it's like jumps over to just a whole separate cartoon.
That's cool.
We're doing those more, and those I think are becoming a big part of the show.
Nice.
And those are a lot more fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Recent. I really like the Jerry Falwell Jr. one, even though I know it wasn't a big story.
Yeah.
But him being a cuck and just calling him one for 10 minutes was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we like at the same time. And then what was the new one?
Bitcoin.
Jerry
Falwell
one of recent ones.
Unemployment
I really like
one.
the unemployment scam one.
Oh, the unemployment scam one. I was like, we did one on unemployment? Yeah. I was like, that one was great.
There's all these people in other countries are scamming U.S. unemployment, and they've made like billions of dollars.
Oh,
wow,
it's
just fucking, it's really funny how stupid the unemployment offices are. And how
they didn't even have
they don't even check. They're like, oh, this guy's from New Mexico or Mexico City. That's New Mexico or something, maybe. Here's fucking a bunch of money.
Someone's like, we figured out they were stealing money when there was like 100 different accounts open to the same person. Like, what?
Wow.
They were opening them to like, they were applying as like children and babies. And you're like, babies shouldn't be allowed to get unemployment even if they're
in
America.
God, how's that working? If I just would have stayed at 99 accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing with the stimulus checks when they sent them to other countries.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as babies.
Why would you send them to another address?
Stimulus checks for your kids, too, as a parent. Maybe they're like, all right.
Also, he works. He's an Uber driver.
Yeah. Well, Jesse Rule says, if you could have your animations be guests on any cartoon, which would you prefer?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh. South Park's definitely a huge favorite.
That.
And
if it would be a guest animation
on, show, though,
on South Park, I think that would be,
that'd
I think
be pretty
everyone
awesome.
Would hate it.
That's possibly
like,
true.
Where the fuck is South Park?
Yeah.
It's a different show.
Well, no, just
she didn't ask if everyone would love
on
it.
On South Park.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Like,
our characters are in the show.
Yeah.
If they would be in any show, where would they
South
fit
Park,
best? I think maybe South Park.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
South Park or
South Park or Futurama back when it was around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those would be my two favorites.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so.
Or I guess Rugrats, if we're going to make it make even more sense. That would be fun. Yeah, right. And we just teach them. Cool. We're like the bad babies, yep. And we go in and teach them all this terrible shit.
Yeah, that would be funny.
We get kicked out of the house at the end.
Remember that just had the voice like this, Tommy?
That voice always cracked me up on Rugrats. Yeah.
The best. He's got Chucky, his nose
Chucky,
clogged,
yeah.
And he's got a raspy. Oh God,
yeah,
that's funny.
Any nerdy kid in the old days, in the '90s, any nerdy kid was like,
"Hey guys,
can't have a normal voice."
All right, Justin Palmer says, and this is probably for you, Eric. He says, "Favorite Eric Wilson story."
It could be anyone. Everyone's got an Eric Wilson story.
Everyone's got one.
We've told them before on the show.
Oh man, yeah, favorite.
You've actually been on four times.
Yeah, you that's right. I was on in the beginning.
Right. 10 episodes and then 3 times with
and
Lee.
And that had some Eric Wilson stories for sure, because I think I had some that Cheese also talked about.
Yep.
Which Cheese always reminds me of the best Eric Wilson stories. And then we all have different point of views from them.
Yep.
Man, favorite ones are always
And you have shared quite a few on the show already.
They're always so difficult.
Yeah.
I would say go back.
That's all good. Yeah.
Go back
so
your
what's
well, Justin Palmer has another one for you. He says, "Do you have any like crazy pre-comedy show rituals?" I guess that could be for both of you.
No real rituals.
I try not to drink too much.
Yeah.
That's my biggest ritual.
Yeah. That was
don't get drunk first.
Try to have confidence before you're on stage. That's the sometimes it doesn't get there until you like land a joke.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're walking.
And that's no fun.
They like me. That's such a scary thing to be a comedian. Yeah.
No. I'll do some of the things that I've heard of like to get rid of the pre-show jitters or anything like that, of like even just like pushing on a wall and doing some breathing exercises. Oh. Actually, I do have one quick ritual. I smile at myself. Like, I'll find a mirror and smile and make sure I'm, like, not going on with a straight face or in too serious of a mood. I'm like, be
smile.
Fucking smiling.
Yeah. If you're in a good mood, it instantly puts everyone else in a better mood. Yeah, like. Yeah.
You don't want to see someone up there not smiling.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's such a weird thing, but you're like, oh, yeah, wait. No, I should see myself smile.
That's a good idea. I like
happy.
That. That's a
great thing.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Scroll down a little bit. Patrick Lynch says, what is the most difficult / frustrating thing about running your podcast / videos? I wouldn't say frustrating, but I think the most difficult is just, you know, you have to come up with new content every single week. Mm-hmm. And it's an ongoing thing. So it's, you know, you just got to, I think you got to really enjoy it too. Cause if you're going to go and do this every single week and you guys too, you do
the
Patreon as well. So it's like, we're doing 2 full shows every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to put in the work to do that. You know,
it's
you got
a lot. Do you guys ever like get caught up on like, oh, did we already talk about this or did we do that? I mean, you have some stuff that you keep as through lines, which we do, but sometimes even on the podcast when we're just talking, I'm like, did I just tell this story last week also?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had times where we've told stories that I know we told you know earlier on the show, but
it's fine.
We'll go,
right,
I know we've said this before, but you know, and because some things naturally when we're having so many guests on that are friends too, like we're
bring
having you
same
on
one.
But we had LD on a few weeks ago,
right.
He's a close friend. We have Rome coming on, so naturally these stories reoccur.
Yeah, and if you ask all of us our favorite Eric Wilson story, you're gonna get some of the same ones.
It's like 5 different people have shared Eric Wilson stories multiple times each on our show, so it gets old. So sometimes Daddy and I have to go, I think we've said this before, but here it goes again. That happens like quite a lot.
It's
fine though.
All right, there's only a couple more. Let's see here. Where am I? Oh, Duddy's Little Carpet Munchers says, who was Mike Myers' best character in Austin Power movies?
There's a story to that.
Yeah.
That
I gotta say Fat Bastard.
Oh, Fat Bastard was
one.
Great.
I wasn't thinking about him.
I mean, Dr. Evil was pretty fucking...
He
was hilarious. But
that's a movie. That's a good question.
That is a great question. There were so many great ones. Like, I haven't watched Austin Powers in quite a bit, to be honest.
Was it Will Ferrell? Was he the character that would always get severely injured but not dead? Remember he fell down a hole?
Yeah.
I'm very much still alive.
Yes.
Seriously?
I'm badly burned.
Yes.
That would always kill
Please
me.
Help.
Yeah. He'd like throw something down on him. Oh, I'm further.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah.
I'm dead. You'd be like, oh my God.
Ah, you shot me.
Yeah.
Right in the leg.
That's right. So
That guy always cracked me up.
But that wasn't Mike Myers.
That was, yeah, oh, Mike Myers.
That's Austin Powers' character is
I'm
Will
a
Ferrell.
Dumb person. My favorite Mike Myers character, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I loved Will Ferrell.
All right, let's see here. Rusty Skanker says, "Who can get naked quickest? Ready, set, go."
What a
it's Luke.
Luke
creep.
Can. Yes, Luke can.
And Rusty. And is. He says, Mike "Okay." He says, "Okay." Now that I got you all naked. Who's got the weirdest body hair?
That would be Luke again.
Luke for sure.
I got the weirdest body hair because I don't have any.
Yeah. That is weird.
I don't have a lot either.
Like a dolphin?
Yeah.
He's a true baby.
Oh, yeah. Luke's beard connects to his pubes, yeah. Which connects to his butt
yeah,
hair,
his beard is
which
the
connects
end of
his
happy
to
trail.
His ankle hair.
He has to wear an unbuttoned shirt.
Mouth to penis hole, just yeah. hair. Yes.
Luke has to shave eye holes so he can see.
You ever see that monkey hair beard?
Yeah.
You know that monkey yes. tail beard? He does that with his ball hair. It goes all the way down monkey tails.
Just all right. Well, this is the last question.
It's a marsupial at this point.
This is the last and final question. It is from Herbie Humbucker.
Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time!
And he or she, I don't know. I guess Herbie, I guess that's a boy, says, would you rather always have diarrhea or have to answer all these stupid questions?
Dude, I would rather someone diarrhea in my eyes than answer ever again.
I would maybe rather diarrhea.
You still hear the questions.
Would you rather always have diarrhea or have to answer? He just burned everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a good.
It was great.
Herbie Humbucker just won the show.
Oh, man.
He just came in and was like, y'all suck.
Everyone all right.
This question sucks ass. Yeah.
And just for that, I'm going to diarrhea on everyone but Herbie Humbucker. You have done it. You have escaped the diarrhea fountain. And we got to get out of here.
Get out of here. So we're just going to ignore all the other questions.
We'll get to them at some other time.
Yeah, that means ignored, guys. Dude.
We take too long to answer questions.
Before we get out of here. Before we get out of here. What, tell everybody where they can find you. Tell them when things come out. Just tell them everything.
Dude, what is it? Tuesday?
Tuesdays now.
Every Tuesday, we got new episodes of Two Dumb Babies. Check them out on YouTube. They're animated on YouTube. And then
Thursday's
iTunes,
the...
they're all on audio and stuff, and they're just as funny on audio. I
yeah.
Think.
Basically, just Thursday's the secret podcast.
iTunes, and you'll get them.
Yeah.
Patreon, Instagram, everywhere the handles at Two Dumb Babies. Usually the number. If that doesn't work, try the word. you can figure it out. Yeah. Search Two Dumb Babies. You'll find us. I'm at Eric J. Friedman on everything.
Yeah, I'm at Willie Simon _ on everything. And then I'm going to be in Boulder City, Nevada on the 15th with my buddy Jordan Perry. And then at the Tempe Improv on February 17th.
Nice.
So if anyone's in Arizona or Nevada, come on out. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. And then if you do, get a picture with Willie and send it to us. We can post it. Anything else, Duddy?
I think that's it.
That's it. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having us.